Raya. Hey, Chevra. It's an amazing schus to have. It's amazing schus to have so many of the Chevra back from Eretz Yisrael to learn Torah together, to be just to be in the bias, the kedusha, the avira, the ara, to feel in our bias. It's a schus for us. Somewhat bittersweet. Tvad is somewhat bittersweet every time. I'm with the Chevra in Eretz Yisrael. I hope that I'll never again have to see them in Chutz Laretz. That means Mashiach hasn't come yet. And we're still yearning for Mashiach Zidkenum. But at the same time, it's a schuz to have everybody here. And Bez Hashem is Baruch, Shishbi Zoyche, to bring all that you've grown, all the Kedusha that's part of you, that's grown within you, and just be mashbiyah on Chutz Laretz. Not chas v'shalom, the opposite. There's nothing you need from here. There's mamash nothing you need to take from here. You need to just bring Kedusha to all of us. So, Bez Hashem is Baruch, Yishbi Zoyechid, to bring us Kedusha, to bring your mishpachas, nachas, tremendous nachas, and Mirat Hashem, till your Zoyechid, Bekar of Mamash, to go back to Eretz Yisrael, and we're Zoyechid to go back with you, Bimhera B'Yameinu, Bez Hashem is Baruch. Chevra, we're preparing for very big days. For the Heilige Yontif of Pesach, Abba Aleinu L'Toiva. It's a lot more chairs, Chevra. You can get chairs if you want. Just bring over here. And for this Shabbos, just to name Shabbos HaGadol. To name a Shabbos, Shabbos HaGadol. Chevra, Shabbos is the holiest day of the year. Shabbos Kodesh is the holiest day of the year. Only in Shabbos we have seven aliyahs. The Kedusha of Shabbos, and that we have a Shabbos and we call that Shabbos. Chari, bring in, there's plenty of room here. To bring that Shabbos and call that Shabbos Shabbos HaGadol. Imagine the Kedusha of such a Shabbos. And that's the Achana for Pesach. For the Heilige Yontif of Pesach, because this year is going to start, Lel Seder is going to be Lel Shabbos. About a month ago, maybe a little bit longer, I went with my daughter, my Eishes Chayil, and we had a very special, about an hour, hour and a half, together with the tzaddik, a very big tzaddik. Who's the very big tzaddik? So I had the schus to be very close to the mishpacha and Lawrence, whose children are my talmidim, the Seltzers, Michael Seltzer, Evan Seltzer, and their grandfather, their mother Debbie's father, Mr. Clapper. He lives in the apartment right across from Chosen over there, in the plaza. Go get him, bring Rafi, get him some chairs, bring a few chairs, put over here. You can go and bring them through the door over here. Mr. Clapper is a Kaddish Dikayid. He's the sweetest of sweet. He's a Holocaust survivor who went through that Gehenim. Who went to that Gehenim al Arz that none of us could understand, although many in the room just recently were by those Makomos. So have a little more of a taste, of a little tam, but it's only a tam. Even if you're there, and I was there myself years ago, it's still only a tam. You get a little bit of a better picture, an important picture to understand the mysterious nefesh of those Yidden. But we still have Yidden Baruch Hashem that we could talk to and could tell us firsthand. And Yidden who went through that Gehenim al Aretz and stood tall and stayed strong in their Amunah and built Mishpachos B'derech Torah Mitzvos, which itself is Nisim Gluyim. Itself. Mr. Clapper is one of those Yidden. And we went and we spent in his apartment telling us about his experiences, which is always kedai to do if there's people in this world you know. Listen, halavai, we have Mashiach, Bekar of Mamish, but if we're not Zoich and Mashiach, just think about it. Your children at your age, if we're not Zoich and Mashiach, won't have Holocaust survivors to talk to. That's not a klala, that's just emes, what it will be if we're not zoich Mashiach. Halavai will be. It says won't come to fruition. But think about it, you're in the room, let's say you're 20 years old. And let's say, okay, I was married at 20 years old, so I had my first child at 21. So let's say you have a child, let's say somebody in the room has a child at 21. Let's say someone is a fool like me. No, I mean, Baruch Hashem, I have the happiest marriage in the world. I'm so besimcha, because Baruch brought me such bracha early in my life. So let's say you have a child at 21. And let's say, 20 years after that. So that's, in the mail, let's say 22 years from now. 22 years from now. The youngest Holocaust survivors are what? In their young 80s now. So they're going to be in their hundreds. Maybe there'll be a few in the world. Scary thought. So it's important for each and every one of us to grab onto and be able to at least tell our children that we heard firsthand from people that were there. But anyways, when we spent this time with Mr. Clapper, which was an incredible experience, time and time again, one of the things he kept on emphasizing throughout the years, whether they were in hiding, whether in their concentration camps, whatever that was going on, one of the things he constantly emphasized and he spoke about was the Mesiras Nefesh for Pesach. Mamish, it was incredible. He kept on bringing up Mesiras Nefesh, no matter what, to make sure that we have matzos for Pesach in the craziest of circumstances and situations. Not he didn't speak about Echvesnish having show from Rosh Hashanah and Lulav and Esrog on Sukkot and Echvesnish celebrating Purim. Pesach. The obvious connection, you know, when you're going through such a crazy galus, you're yearning for Cheres, and that's what Pesach is, the Yantav of Cheres. But I think as well, Pesach is that Yantav of Emunah. And Pesach is the foundation of our lives. And you can't, that you have to stay strong to, no matter what the circumstance is, no matter what the situation is. I saw from the Radomskut, Tzvar Shloima says, Pesach Gematria 148, Gematria Yesoid Chaim, the foundation of our lives. These are big times that we're preparing for. So let's prepare together, Chevra. And build a Yesoid that's so strong in our lives. And everything else will be built on top of that. Bez Hashem is Baruch. So we have this Shabbos, Kodesh Shabbos HaGadol. So what are we celebrating, commemorating, remembering Shabbos HaGadol? So everybody in the room knows the Torah that the Mishnah Berurah brings down. I'll read it to you from the Mishnah Berurah. Shebishonah Shiyatu Mitzrayim Hayo Asar B'Nisan B'Yom HaShabbos. The year that we left Mitzrayim, the 10th of Nisan was on Shabbos. And every Jewish family, they took a lamb on that day and they tied it to the legs of the bed. Which every year, as Hashem come upon Yod Nisan, that you know, you have to, when you're zoichet, have children, part of Pesach is making it exciting and allowing them to relive and reenact and feel Pesach and feel the Rabbanu Shem by our side. So every year on Yod Nisan, when I come home that day, I bring this big stuffed lamb. And I go and I bring home the lamb and I go upstairs to my room and we tie it to the legs of my bed and it stays there for the next 4 days. Then it shows up at the Pesach Seder in the seat. I don't know, it's just like tzanis. Every year I say to myself, I really want to get a real lamb. You can buy a lamb. Every year I should really do, maybe I still taka, can I do it this year?
Yeah,
the Pistama, I can still do it. Maybe I should do it this year.
My brother just shepherds.
Okay, we'll see. We'll see. We're going to shecht on Erev Pesach.
Shecht the one today.
Today?
Yeah.
It's early. Anyways, so get back into the Mishnah Berurah here. So they would tie. K'moshe kazev ezel chodesh hazev yichul ish seh lebeis avos. V'amitzrim rozeh she'elim lamazel lechem. The Mitzrim, the Egyptians, saw us taking these lambs, which was their God. And they asked, what are you doing? And listen to Be'eshiva, and they answered, l'shachtel she'em Pesach. B'mitzvah Hashem Aleinu. That was our answer. And let's remember the words of that answer. We're taking this to shecht it as a Pesach, as was commanded by our God. And the way that the Torah brings it down, the way that Mishnah Berurah quotes, V'hi hayu shineim kehos, their teeth were like shut. They didn't say, they were quiet, they didn't say anything. Al sheshoichtin es Eloheihem, even though we were shechting their God. V'lo hayu rishon loimer lem davar, they couldn't say anything. And that's why this is called Shabbos HaGadol. That grand miracle. That's the way it's brought down. I'm sure that's the way you all have been taught and have learned. There's a miracle that the Mitzrim were quiet, which was the beginning on some level, the Gula. They were our masters and we're the slaves, going and telling them we're shechting your God, and they were quiet. Nisim gluim. Problem is as follows. There's a Balei Tosfos al HaTorah. There's a Balei Tosfos al HaTorah. And the Balei Tosfos al HaTorah brings down the storyline slightly different. Slightly different. The Balei Tosfos al HaTorah says that when we said we're taking the Mitzrim's God to Shechtit, the Mitzrim actually got up and they wanted to come and kill us. They got up and they wanted to come and kill us. They gathered together and Hashem saved us. So we have to understand. First of all, why did we feel a need to tell them straight up? Why are we telling them at all? We're taking your God to Shechtit because our God told us to Shechtit. Meaning, couldn't we have said something a little differently? Did we have to be so honest with them? And secondly, if the Balei Tosfos is correct and the Mitzrim did get together and eventually want to come try to kill us for killing their God, why wouldn't the Torah bring down such a version of the story? Sounds a little bit more intense. Sounds a little bit more miraculous. So comes the Lubavitcher Rabbi Zeicher Tzadik HaShivracha. The Chevra that's back. I mean, it's a schus to have you come to our house. I hope you went to daven by the Rebbe first. If you haven't been to the Rebbe yet, go tonight. Vada, you go tonight. We have the one schus we have in the five towns is that we're 10 minutes from the Rebbe, Zeicher Tzadik HaShivracha. So we have a makom that we could daven, b'kedusha v'tara, and feel b'chinas Eretz Yisrael, it's kivrei tzadikim, b'chinas Eretz Yisrael. I had a heilig yid, that's who I'm very close to. So he was in touch with me today. He said this morning after davening, he dozed off for a little bit. And he had a chaloim, he had a dream. And in this dream, this was his chaloim, this is his dream. I'll tell you the chevra after, who was maybe some of the chevra, but I don't want it to go on. He would be upset if this was tumba before some. Anyways, Lamaisa. Okay, should we shut off the recording? Lamaisa, he had a dream. He told me in the dream that I was at the dream, and he was at the dream, and a lot of Chevra was at the dream. Rav Moshe Tzvi Weinberg was there also. And we were going to a kever of a tzaddik, and dancing by the kever of the tzaddik. Then he had other details that were very, deep. Apparently, myself and Rav Moshe Tzvi were wearing a keser, and with the olive bays in gold. One was gold, one was silver. I don't know, but there's details, it doesn't matter. I'm not going to give it all over, it's too much Kabbalah here. But Lemaisa, I took a lot of chizik from this. Because, first of all, I took a lot of chizik. This is what this guy's dreaming about. He's dreaming about Ruchnias and wanting to be together by Mekoymes Kedoshim. It was very special. But also, MS is, we know a dream is a little bit of Ruach HaKodesh. That's where I want to be. I want to be by Mekoymes Kedoshim and davening and dancing with Chevra. I said you have to. The pitro must be that we have to set up a trip to the Mekoymes Kedoshim very soon. That's all I thought. But anyways, so listen to what the Lubavitcher Rebbe says. Listen to what the Lubavitcher Rebbe says to explain why we're so strong to tell the Mitzrim we're shechting your God because Hashem told us to. And that we leave out the part that the Mitzrim wanted to kill us and Hashem saved us. Listen to what the Baba Trebi says. He says, Shabbos HaGadol can't be a day just to celebrate a physical salvation. That the Mitzrim wanted to kill us and Hashem saved us. Why? That's what Yom Tov Pesach is already. And Yom Tov Pesach is Nichlal, all of the Geula, all of the Yeshua, from the Avdus of Mitzrayim. We don't have a special day to celebrate each individual Makkah. Every Makkah was a Yeshua. Every Makkah went and hit the Mitzrim. Right? We don't have a day that we can figure out when Dam, and let's celebrate Makkah's Dam, let's celebrate. Well, maybe we have a day of Makkah's Dam, maybe we can have Hanhogos to Chvezdish, drink water and color with blood. I don't know, ask Rabbi Weberman, he'll tell you lots of things to do, maybe in Yavin. You know, we could have Dam, a Dam day, a Tvardeya day, Kinan, Marav, Dever. We don't have such a thing. And all those happen at different times. And all those were Yeshuas. No, we don't need a separate day because we have Pesach that celebrates the grand Yeshua. And all Kriyas Yamsuf and Eser Makos and all of the physical redemption from Mitzrayim. So if it was just that the Mitzrayim wanted to kill us and we were saved, we already have Pesach for that. We don't need Shabbat HaGadol. The Babashi Rebbe says, do you know what Shabbat HaGadol is? Which, by the way, Vada, this is the Hachana for Pesach. This is the Hachana preparation for Pesach. This is Shabbos before Pesach, and all of the upcoming week is Nichlal and the Shabbos, Kodesh, Vavarach, Kimachon, Yeshiva, Kaddish, or so. All Kedusha, Bracha, all that's in the next week comes from the Shabbos beforehand. So the Babashi Rebbe says, the celebration of Shabbat HaGadol is a celebration of Geula Baruchnis, of the spiritual gula, and let me explain what that means. Everybody knows that there was a physical gula and there was a spiritual gula. In Mitzrayim, we were physical slaves to the Mitzrim, but we were also spiritually on the lowest of low. We were the 49th level of Tumah. We were the lowest of low. Whatever Averis one could even imagine and don't imagine, and we were lower than that. On the lowest of low. And we had to get out of that, and we had to work towards that. So the Babbage Rebbe says, you know what the spiritual gula begins? When a yid's willing to be moser nefesh for the Reino Shalom. When a yid is willing to sacrifice for Torah, for the Reino Shalom. That's the spiritual gula. And that was the beginning of the spiritual gula. And therefore, the godless of Shabbos Gadol wasn't what Hashem did for us. That's Pesach. Pesach, we celebrate all that Hashem does for us. All the grand gula, all the grand miracles, all of it. And that He continues to do for us. You know, we celebrate Shabbos HaGadol, our Mesiras Hashem, Nefesh for Hashem, which in a certain sense is a bigger miracle even. You think it's hard for Hashem to split the sea? The same way we wake up in the morning, He can split the sea. To bring 10 makos, God created the world. He can do whatever He wants. He's ain't safe. That's, you know what's bigger than all of that? Shabbos HaGadol. That a yid in Mitzrayim, in the lowest of low, is willing to be Moser Nefesh, risk his life to serve the Rebbeinu Shalom. Yeah, we could have been killed. And I'm willing to say to that yid that could kill me, my God told me to do it. He says, jump, I say, how high. That I'm Moser Nefesh for Torah, for Hashem. Thus is the miracle of Shabbos HaGadol. And that's the spiritual geula, chevra. In a certain sense, much bigger than even the physical geula. That's the Gemara in Brachos that I think we mentioned the other week. The Gemara in Brachos, Daf Yud Zayin. Rav Alexandre Basur de Matzle. Rav Alexandre, after we daven, Amar Hachi. He said, Ribbono Olam, Master of the Universe. Galui v'yadu l'fanecha, shir tzadeinu l'asav shetzoncha. You know, we want to follow your will, Hashem. We want to do what you want. Umi ma'akev, what holds me back? Sor Shabisa Chametz, which we'll get back to in a moment, Vashiba Golios, and physical servitude. So physical servitude is a physical golis that holds us back from being close to Hashem. That's up to Hashem to take us out of. Sor Shabisa Chametz. Chametz, Ayin Rashi, Yetahara Shablevenu, the Yetahara of our hearts. Chametz is the Yetahara which tells us to be involved in this taiva, this temptation. That Gula from Chametz. It's up to us to be Moser Nefesh. It's up to us to have self-sacrifice. It's up to us. And that's the gula of Shabbos HaGadol. That's the gula of Shabbos HaGadol. And that has to be our focus during, I believe, the Yom Tov of Pesach of Bizman Hazeh. Baruch Hashem. We have to give our karsa tov. We have to say thank you, Hashem. You know, Baruch Hashem, there's a new movement in the world and in our community specifically, and hopefully it's getting bigger. Thank you, Hashem. This Thank You Hashem movement. Based on some of you, I'm sure, heard the song. There's a song, Thank You Hashem, that a Yid from Lawrence wrote this song, and then Joey Newcomb gave it to and sang it, and it's a big Thank You Hashem movement. To thank Hashem for every little thing. It's a beautiful thing. It's beautiful. Thank You Hashem. So Vada, we have to say Thank You Hashem, that we live at a time, Baruch Hashem, that we don't have physical servitude. So we still have the gula, that gula of Mitzrayim we know. Because you know, we live in, whether we're in America, whether we're in Eretz Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, okay, yes, we have to still deal with the Arabs and the Democrats, or whatever you want to say, but Lamaisa, we're still okay.
Halavai, it should stay, and we should be zoicha, Bezer Hashem is Baruch. But a spiritual galus. Vada, we're very much in a spiritual galus. Just open up your eyes walking down Central Avenue. Don't open up your eyes, you know. Don't open up your eyes. We live in a dar. We live in a generation where most of the people we know have pornography machines in their pocket. 24/7. That's what type of generation we live in. And you tell me we don't have a spiritual galus? We live in a very scary time. Beruchnis. And now we're going to have a Ben Azmanim. A lot of us, Baruch Hashem, were in yeshiva, are in yeshiva, whether it was in Eretz Yisrael, whether it was in Chutz Laretz. And now we're going to have Ben Azmanim. And Ben Azmanim is a very scary time. There's a lot less structure, and a lot easier to fall to those temptations. And some of us, for Pesach, go to Mekoymos, that is very beautiful weather, and it's very nice. It's nice to be in beautiful weather. But beautiful weather, for some reason, means that we don't wear clothing. And you walk around, and okay, you could stay, shkoyach. You're going to say, I'm going to go in the hotel, I'm not going to go near the beach. You think the beach doesn't come into the hotel? What do you think? The same people that dress like that outside, they don't walk into the hotel like that? Shem Yirachim. So the answer is only going to be if I take the chizik of Shabbos HaGadol. And this chizik of Shabbos HaGadol is Mesiris Nefesh for Torah. Mesiris Nefesh for the Eibishter. Am I going to be Meister Nefesh? And Mesiris Nefesh means that Vada, I'm going to push myself and I'll never miss a minion throughout all of Yontov, no matter what, no matter where. Mesiris Nefesh means I'm going to be Koveitim of Torah, and I'm going to set up Siddurim for a morning Seder, for a night Seder. And it doesn't matter that I'm not with people in places that are doing it. I'm away with my beautiful family. That's beautiful. Spend time with your family wherever they take you. You should have a kivut of aim and have a beautiful time with your parents and with your siblings. Wherever they're going to take you, that's where you should be. But wherever it is, depending where it is, might be more where you need more Mesiris Nefesh. So it's up to you to remember Shabbos HaGadol and make the most of it. And Mesiris Nefesh means, like we said last week, when the family does go to the pool and they say, no, come. And you might have to all Chol HaMoed stay in your hotel room because there's nowhere else for you to go. Now you're with the family and by the Sudas and you're a mensch and you're having a beautiful time and you should all have tremendous respect and acceptance and tolerance and understand your mishpachas in a beautiful way. Trust me, you know better than them. Who's to say? Who we could judge ourselves that we know in the Rabbeinu Shlomo's eyes who's a better Yid? Nobody knows who's a better Yid. Nobody should judge anyone for one moment. The only one you should judge is yourself and realize you could be much more. And I'm just talking to myself. That's the MS. But at the same time, just because the mishpacha is going down to the pool doesn't mean you have to go down to the pool if you believe that's not what the Rabbeinu Shlomo wants from you. So, but that's going to take Mesiris Nefesh, because last year you did go to the pool. And last year you went, so now suddenly everyone's going to look at me like I'm strange and I'm a fanatic. So that, remember, I have to be a Shabbos Gadol Tikkun Yid. I have to have Mesiris Nefesh. And then it starts to let, there's a lot more free time. There's a lot more free time in your home. And we all have TVs in our homes. Chazal is just a little bit. One show, this show. They say this one is, you know, because now the big thing in the shows, they're all Israeli shows. Suddenly, oh, they're all mutter. They're Israeli shows, it's all mutter. It's Israeli, it's Shtitzel, and it's all the shows about the army. Everything is about, it's this special force in the army, that special force in the army. It must be mutter. It's Sahal, Kodesh Kodashim, the show must be mutter. Okay, the soldiers are Kodesh Kodashim. To watch the show that also has priests in it, it's Kodesh Kodashim, just because they speak a little Hebrew? It's like how I remember, you know, it's like when we were younger and we didn't know better, and you went on some summer program, and oh, every restaurant in Israel must be kosher because there's Hebrew writing. You know, it's like, suddenly it doesn't make it kosher, so through the TV show. Because it's Israeli, it's kosher. It's good for you. Oh, but the family watches it together. It's a family event. It's a family event. How can I be out of the family event? I have to be with the mishpacha. Vad to be with the mishpacha. No, don't give any mustard to anyone else. And like I said, you're not better than anybody else. That being said, if it's something that it's going to be involved that you don't believe is Ratzon Hashem for you at this point in your life, don't put up strong gedarim. And it takes Mesiris Nefesh. It does take Mesiris Nefesh. Each and every one of us in our own ways. And we're all in this room on different levels in different places. But we have to be a Shabbos HaGadol Dekayir. And the Mesiris Nefesh is mamish godless. What we could gain from this, what we could, you know, there's a beautiful Sichus Musar, B'chaim Shalevitz. Rav Chaim Shulevitz, just to be able to give up a Torah of my Rebbe's Rebbe. First of all, Chevra, I hope everyone, Chevra learned Sichus Musar. You know, it's Baruch Hashem, so many beautiful Svarim have come up. Beautiful Svarim in the Chevra. I know a lot of the Chevra has gotten into more Chassidus, and which is beautiful. Great Svarim, and Rav Melech, and the Shvili Pinchas, and all people I love with, from the bottom of my heart, who I learn every single week, and I can't be without. That being said, see, you know, this newer take to this, when I was going through the yeshiva years of Yerin, none of this existed. We had Vadi, yeah, you had the old school Chassidus, and maybe Nesiv Shalom, but like after, there wasn't like the newer Chassidus, there weren't Svarim, like, at least that I knew about, or that the Chevra knew about. So where do we get our Chizak, our Soyrus, our Shkofas Achayim from? From Rav Chaim Shulevitz, Sichus Musar. Piece after piece is a gem. A gem. Don't skip that step. Don't skip that step. Everyone should be learning Sichus Musar. Mamash, it's unbelievable. Piece after piece. Incredible Torah. Incredible. just thinking about when my Rebbe, which was almost every single week, would either say over a Torah or a story from Rav Chaim Shulevitz, or another Zvi Vinkel, Zeh Chesadish Kod Shavracha. You know, this week in DRS, Rav Aaron Lapiansky spoke to the juniors and seniors. It was incredible. If you should, it's on Yitoru. Everyone should listen. It was incredible. It was deep machshava, but so beautiful. It's not long. It's like under a half hour. Go find it on Yitoru. Everyone should listen to it. It was really incredible. But for me, honestly, I mean, I loved listening to him. Every word was a gem. It was beautiful. But for me also, just to be in the presence and hear Torah from my Rebbe's brother-in-law, it was like Mamish just bringing back the Rebbe. It was like incredible. And everything he said connected to one Torah. There was one Torah that I always think about from my Rebbe. And everything he said like connected to it. It was like Mamish won. It was awesome. I went over and spoke to him about it afterwards. He was Mamish. He told me, oh, my brother lived every word of that Torah. It was Emes. But anyways, Shem Chaim Shlevis, he asked the following. He said, by Kriyas Yamsuf, by Kriyas Yamsuf. So we all know what happened, right? All of Klal Yisrael is standing by the Yamsuf. All of Klal Yisrael is standing by the Yamsuf. And the Mitzrim are running after them. Nobody wants to jump in. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Vayisol, you gotta travel. Stop talking to me, just go. But nobody, everyone's afraid. Who's gonna jump into the water? It's a sea. Got no chance, right? Except for who? Nachshon ben Aminadab. We all know Nachshon ben Aminadab goes in, and he goes in, and the water gets all the way up to his neck, and finally the water splits, right? Everybody knows this. So comes Rav Chaim Shulevitz, and Sichus Musar, and he asks, he says, I don't understand. Yidden throughout all Doris, Yidden throughout all Doris, were willing to sacrifice their lives to the Eibishter. Going back to Avram Avinu, throwing himself in the fire, and Yitzchak Avinu by kids, Yitzchak, and up to recent times, by the Holocaust, what we perceived as Pasha Yidden willing to give their lives for the Rebbeinu Shalom. And nobody here was willing to do it, the Dardea, only in Nachshon ben Aminadav. What's Pshat? Listen to what Rav Chaim Shlomo says, you have to understand, this is a tricky part. He says it's part of our chemical makeup from the Avos already. It's part of who we are to give up our lives Al Kiddush Hashem. That a Yid is willing to and will always be willing to. It's in our blood from Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov that I'm willing to give up my life to die Al Kiddush Hashem. It says, but it's much harder to be Moser Nefesh and live Al Kiddush Hashem. The Yid in here somehow understood unconsciously they weren't good. The goal wasn't to give up their lives for Hashem, to go into the sea for that. They could have then, they would have fought against the Mitzrim instead at least. They're jumping into Z and maybe have to suffer a little and go through difficulty to live through it. To live out Kiddush Hashem, to be Moser Nefesh, to live out Kiddush Hashem, is even harder to die out Kiddush Hashem. To give up my life because there are Umas Oilim that want to destroy me and because I'm a Yid, I'll give up my life for Hashem in a moment. But to live a life of Kedusha, to live a life of oneness with Hashem in the world that we live in with Moseres Nefesh is even more difficult. That was the test, and that's what Nachshon ben Aminadav was able to do. The Hilge b'nei Saschar, in Mamer Dalet on Nisan, he goes through all different beautiful Ramazim and Sodos on Korech.
a matzah mar being together. And one of the ideas he shares is what's the synthesis of having matzah mar, which seem like a Seder night is complete opposites. He says matzah represents a oneness with Hashem, geula, closest to the Rabbanu Shalom, which we gain through Torah. He says we can only connect Hashem through Torah and through geula, if I'm first willing to be sacrificing all the gashmis of my life and all the tithe of my life. And the morer represents a destruction of all the gashmi. Morer, famously, morer is gematria. No? Morer? 446. Which is exactly gematria. What'd you say? Mavis. Mois mavis. What's the Gemara in Brachos Daf Sama Gimel say? Ein divrei Torah miskayim, elmi shemei misatzmo aleh. The only way you can have a kiyumus of Torah and a relationship with Hashem is if you're willing to kill yourself over it. Meis Oscar is explaining, you know what that means? It means destroy all the physicality of my life, all the gashmis of my life, all the type of my life. Mm-hmm. That's the moves that I need to do to connect the Torah. The synthesis of matzah morer represents that I'm willing to sacrifice and not give in to all the taivas and gashmis of the world so that I can connect to Torah in the deepest of ways. That's how I have to get there. I'll never forget. I'm going to tell over a particular story, but this story has happened tens of times over the years. You know, in the last few years, the biggest deterrent of any growth, serious growth of the years of that we have zoicha to learn our tzrol during Sharal, Sharabet, Shana Gimel. The biggest deterrent of the last few years has been phones, has been smartphones. There's no Shaila, we all know it. There's nothing, you know. You can listen to Shal Shudas the last couple of years, which are out there somewhere. Talking Shal Shudas and overlooking the Kaisel Maravi in January, the Chevra understands what I'm talking about. But years ago, when I go back years ago, I'm talking about 5-6 years ago and beyond. So okay, there were phones, but there was a chesnish. Phones were calling and texting. You didn't have smartphones. Scary dar. It also means we could achieve so much more and gain so much more if we're able to defeat this. If we're able to take the Mara and Mavis and get rid of the types and just get rid of any and lock up our phones and have nothing but things that are mutter and help us, we could achieve great heights. We will, says Hashem's Baruch. But what used to be, so it used to be internet phones, what was the one still, the big taiva that certain individuals held them back tremendously? Those who had girlfriends during the time when they were trying to steig and grow greatly, it was a big ma'akev, obviously. And that still exists also today, don't get me wrong. Big ma'akev. And again, because it can't be, again, when it comes to when you really want to become what you can become, if you're involved in something that's so strongly kinegator and kineg with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants, it's holding you back big time. You can't be toivel b'sharetz b'yado. It just doesn't work. Right? You can't be toivel b'sharetz b'yado. So never get wild. Just one particular, there was one yid, one Talmud, a very chashuv Talmud, who I love very dearly. And I remember January, I came to visit him. And it was clear to me the minute I spent 10 minutes with the guy, he was zero different than when he got on the plane before El. Zero. I'm talking, so it's been 4 months, same exact person. I'm not going to say less, but definitely no growth. Now he's talking a good talk. Oh, Rebbe, I'm learning this, I'm learning that, I learn with that rabbi, I do this. But you know, you pick up on nuances and you understand. Imam is nothing. What was it? He was going out with a girl from high school already, and he was still fully together with her. And Lameisa, she was in a seminary that was very close to his yeshiva, like proximity, I'm talking physically, very, very close. He was literally seeing her every single day. Being oyver and aveiros with her every single day.
So Shkoyach, he was showing up to Shir and showing up to davening. Was he really growing? And he couldn't. He knew he was living as a contradiction. He couldn't allow himself to become anything more than he was. I remember sitting with him in Mamish, out of Ava, out of love, trying to really help him understand how much this is holding him back and who he could be and what, and help him understand that he's not who he thinks he is. He's not growing in the way he thinks he is. And we had a very big talk. And I don't know if it was that talk, I'm not gonna, or whatever else was, but soon after Baruch Shem, he ended it completely. By the time I saw him Pesach, which was 2 months later, Mamish, you saw him like, he walked in, if the room was dark, the whole room lit up. Mamish, a different yid. Today the guy is Mamish, a ben Torah, Shein Kamo. I should be zoicher to learn Torah from him. Emes. And I can't tell you how many times that same storyline has played out over the years. We have to be Meister Nefesh, first and foremost, to rid ourselves of Taiva and Gashmi, and be Meister Nefesh like a Shabbos HaGadol. And then I can connect to Hashem and Torah in the most beautiful of ways. Shabbos HaGadol is the Geula Beruchnis. Kadosh Baruch Hu brought me a big matana. If you take the Kamatra of Shabbos HaGadol, 750, exactly Kamatra, Zu HaGeula Beruchnis. This is the Geula in the Ruchnius of our lives. Exact. You can't make this stuff up. It's Emes. Shabbos HaGadol, Zu HaGeula Baruchnius. That's the Torah, that's all the Baba Trev is teaching us. But Geula Baruchnius, what we're saying is doesn't come from the Eibishter. The Geula and Ruchnius comes from us. It comes from our willing to be Moser Nefesh for the Eibishter. Our willingness to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me to do this. I don't care what you tell me, Yetzirah. I don't care what society tells me. I don't care what culture tells me. I'm going to do it because it's what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants, and I know that's best for me. And I'm going to love doing it. That's our avodah during this Zman HaGeula. To find true freedom, al tikrei charis, el cheres. True freedom of Torah. But to connect to that, first I need the Marah. I have to destroy all the Gashmi and be Moshe Nefesh in the deepest of ways. Shabbos HaGadol. Zu HaGeula B'Haruchnias. I read a story from Melech. It was one of the stories on the bottom of HaGadol this week. This God is beautiful. All the Torahs he has are beautiful. So he brought down a story from two Slonim of Chassidim. Slonim of Tzadikim. One was named Rav Motel Leader, and one was Rav Leizer HaKoyin from Tveria. I don't know where his last name was, but that's how he brings it down. That's how he was known. Rav Motel Leader and Rav Leizer HaKoyin from Tveria. Rav Motel got very, very, very sick. Mamish had a terrible machla. And Mamish was hanging between the two worlds. The doctors had a terrible prognosis, diagnosed nothing. Nisim Gluyim, Mamish Nisim Gluyim, which we all believe in, because we're Lamalam and Ateva. We're all Lamalam and Ateva, because we're Banim Lamakum. Nisim Gluyim, we shecht the Korban Pesach, we shecht the Mazel of the Tfleh, the Ramban says, we mentioned, right? We mentioned that last week, or we mentioned that was a different year? I think we mentioned last week. We're above Mazel, or above, we're with the Eibishter. So he had Gula, he had Refuah, he had Yeshua, complete Refuah Shlema, Rav Motel. Rav Motel had a complete Refuah Shlema. He goes in, a few days later, he goes into the Beis Medrash, he wants to give Shevach Vadat to the Rabbi Nishalom. He starts speaking about how Baruch Hashem has been saved, and he's so excited to Shevach Vadat Hashem. And he says, he ends and he says, Baruch Hashem, I'm zoiche to stay be Yeshiva Shel Mata, and don't have to go yet to Yeshiva Shel Mal. This is what Rav Motel says. Rav Leizer comes and screams, Rav Motel, you're wrong. He says, this is Yeshiva Shel Mala. And that's Yeshiva Shel Mata. Because there's no nisayon. This is what he said, listen, there's no nisayon of lo yisasurach levavchem achareinechem in the next world. How could you call that Yeshiva Shel Mala? A yid in this world And he passes the nishayon of los zurach el vavchem chernechem. You live in the world that we live in. And you live in a world that we live in. With the technology that we live in. With the culture and society we live in. And you have shmir sanayim. And you don't run after your einayim. And you don't run after your taivas. And we're strong. With the strong mesiras nefesh. To stay with Torah. And with mitzvos. And with tefillah. And I go through a ben azmanim. I don't miss a minyan. And I go through ben azmanim. I don't miss a seder that I've decided. Everybody on their own has to decide. How much they should be koveitim. Everyone should try to have at least a morning seder and a night seder. How long is that? Some guys that could be 2 hours. Some guys would be 1 hour. Some guys would be 15 minutes. But a more vegis about yom v'layla. You start your day and end your day with Torah. It surrounds the whole day. Every day have a morning and a night seder. With somebody else. By yourself. Koveya what you're learning every morning. Koveya what you're learning every night. And I don't have a day that I don't have a morning and night seder. Again, how long it is up to you. How long you learn is up to you. But every day, my Rebbe Ibn Nasan Tzvi, Zecher Tzadik HaShvach, told me I should never have a day I don't learn at least 45 minutes. That's what he told me. That's Rebbe Ibn Nasan Tzvi Finkel. It didn't take 6 hours. It didn't take 3 hours. He said, never have a day you don't learn. So some of you might be at 30 minutes in the morning, 50 minutes at night. I don't know. You have to decide for yourself. Some of you, hopefully it's longer than that. Whatever the amount is, that's up to you. But V'gisa Boyom V'layla. And I'm going to be Moitzu Nefesh. And not have a day that I don't have a morning and night theater. And not have a day that I don't miss a minyan. And not have a day that I slip. In all the areas that I know I need to be strong in with Nazir's Nefesh, I'm a Shabbos HaGadol Dikiyev. Zu HaGeula Baharuch Nias Gematria Shabbos HaGadol. Every one of us should be Zoyche to live in this world, in Yeshiva Shamala. In this world, that's what Vlaizer is saying, this is Yeshiva Shamala. If I pass the Nisyonas of this world, I'm in Yeshiva Shamala, and that I'm greater, I'm higher than anything in the next world. Be'ez Hashem Baruch, we should be Zoyche. As we prepare Shabbos HaGadol for the Heil Yant of Pesach, not just to feel the Heilige Geula of Pesach begashmi, but to live the Geula beruchni in our Mesiras Nefesh b'Hashem. And if we're zoiche to show that to the Ribbono Shel Olam, maybe that's what the Ribbono Shel Olam is waiting for. B'nisan, we had the Geula b'nisan tidun ligal, to bring us to the Geula Shleima b'mehera b'yamin. Amen.